USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Congressional leaders, political luminaries, and members of the public have been paying their respects to the late civil rights icon, Congressman John Lewis, in Washington, D.C. He will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. In remarks at the ceremony, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell recalled Lewis speaking at the March on Washington in 1963 and the violence he endured in the fight for civil rights.
John Lewis lived and worked with urgency because the task was urgent. But even though the world around him gave him every cause for bitterness, he stubbornly treated everyone with respect and love. All so that, as his friend Dr. King once put it, we could build a community at peace with itself.
Lewis died July 17th at the age of 80, diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in December. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Health officials are warning Americans again to avoid a growing list of imported hand sanitizers that may be contaminated with the toxic chemical methanol. The Food and Drug Administration said there have been increasing reports of injury due to people using and sometimes ingesting the unauthorized sanitizers, which can lead to blindness, heart problems, or death. The active ingredient that kills germs in legitimate sanitizer is ethyl alcohol, but some Mexican companies have been replacing it with poisonous methanol, which is used in antifreeze. The FDA first issued a consumer warning about the products last month. The FDA has posted a do not use list of more than 80 sanitizers on their website and blocked their importation. Vice President Mike Pence visited Florida to hold a roundtable to speak about final stage testing of the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. Pence said the government would not rush the process to approve any vaccine. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn said the timeline for the vaccine trials has been compressed, and the agency continues to conduct real-time review of that data. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A number of residents in certain states around the country have been receiving strange seeds in the mail, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
There's a warning this week from the Kentucky Egg Commissioner about suspicious packages with seeds from another country.
Kentucky is now the fourth known state to have reports of foreign seeds being shipped unsolicited. These foreign seeds appear in most cases to have originated from China.
Kentucky Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles says there's still some unknowns about the seeds.
At this point in time, we don't have enough information to know if this is a hoax, a prank, an internet scam, or an act of agricultural bioterrorism. If you have received such a package, do not, let me repeat, do not plant the seeds and contact us immediately at the Kentucky Department of Agriculture.
As Major League Baseball completed its first weekend of play, the Miami Marlins are now scrambling for roster replacements as 14 players tested positive for the coronavirus. And Washington Nationals manager Davey Martinez summed up the situation in the season barely underway.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm scared. I really am. You know, I go from here, home, back here every day. That's all I do. I wash my hands. I went from 47 times a day to probably 99 times a day. Wear my mask everywhere I go. There's that concern,
The Marlins home opener against Baltimore was called off, as was the Yankees game at Philadelphia. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.